Hi, Lou. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hi, John.
Now, I did get some really good notes here from Robert, so just to make sure that we're on the same page, you have a lot of experience in the field because you've been doing renovations on your own properties, I'm assuming in Florida and maybe even up north. And then but for a year, you've been doing your own business because you just had people who are interested in your work based on seeing what you do, and then they kind of coerced you to start your own shop. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so, I mean, that's a great way to initiate. Obviously, it's the fact that your word of mouth is so strong that it preceded you even having a bona fide business. That's a good spot to be in. So, do you mind if I ask, I mean, in that regard, like, obviously, you know, we focus on growth and really helping businesses expand beyond their current reach. Is that something that you'd say that, you know, it's fair for us to introduce you today? Is that something that you're looking to do, is expand with like Google and online marketing?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And just to be fair to you, we'll make sure the pricing is right. Now, just out of curiosity, is this your permanent like home base, or did you recently like relocate to Valrico?
I relocated to Valrico.
Yeah. Nice. The only reason why I ask is I have a lot of friends and family in the Tampa and Naples area, and a lot of times we you know, interact with people who are, very few of them are actually from Tampa. A lot of them come from up north, and, you know, they travel down. The term of snowbirds, I guess, is what they usually refer to. So I'm just very familiar with the people there and all the different homes. So, do you mind if I ask, what's your main focus with R7 Renovations? Like, I see so many different things that you offer on your site. Is there anything that's like your bread and butter that you want to do more than the other?
See, right now with the weather, it's kicking my ass, so it's kind of hard. But I think interior, I'm trying to interior, I don't know, interior flooring, interior exterior painting, flooring, tile. I'm trying to think of jobs that are in and out that I can get multiple of. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And
okay.
It's not, you know, people are a lot custom. It's a lot easier to swallow, you know, $3,000 painting job compared to a $10,000 bathroom. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm thinking about. I don't know. I mean, the painting's not bad. I think I personally feel that I could probably generate a lot more, but then at the same time, you know, if I'm not getting any, and it's not a lot, is it just worth doing, you know, one bathroom a week for a lot more money, or one bathroom every 2 weeks, two bathrooms a month? You know what I mean? Is it worth
yeah.
it than waiting and trying to chase a painting job? You know.
And I guess the good news is the way we market is we hit all of them, right? So that way you'll, you know, as you start growing out and building out this online profile to really show some strength in the greater Tampa area, then at some point you'll be in a position where, you know, you'll be able to wait for whatever job you want to take on, or, you know, have it earmarked where, you know, occasionally you'll have a bathroom remodel, but then you can squeeze in a couple of those like single day jobs in between, for example, or something like that, right? So
yeah.
Totally makes sense. You know, that focus. I know painting has a really good ROI, you know, because it's mainly a labor based job. Once you have the skill set, you can kind of paint with your eyes closed, I hear. And people without the skill set like myself, it's a challenge, right? To paint well. So, you know, people who have effective like spraying techniques or roller techniques, it's much easier because, I mean, I know personally, we do a lot of remodeling. My wife and I own a couple apartments, and when we try to paint ourselves, I'll tell you what, we wish we would have hired someone every time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have good painters. I have really good painters. A lot of times, like, all my apartments, my rentals, I paint myself, but I wouldn't be able to do the baseboards. You know, that would give me a hard time. So it's like, damn, I wish I had somebody to do the baseboards, you know, or whatever the case is. So whether it be baseboards or even exterior, you know, you go over there, you see the outside of your house, you're like, shit, how am I going to get, how am I going to have the soffit perfect? How am I going to have the fascia perfect? How am I going to get
exactly
a level above, you know, above the garage to hit that and, you know, everything like that. And then now it's like, okay, well, I'm going to save money, but
You're breaking up a little bit. I know you're on the road. I'll just wait until we reconnect. Hopefully you can still hear me.
Oh, I just lost you. I had you on hold. I don't know what happened. My phone goes in and out. What was the last thing
you
heard?
No worries. Like I said, you're just talking about like how you have some really good painters, and then you started breaking up when you started talking about how working on soffits and things like that, you wish you had hired
So a lot of people, you know, you want to paint the exterior of your house, and, you know, how are you going to get the soffits perfect? How are you going to get the front, you know, the face perfect? That's the first thing somebody sees when they're passing your house, is the exterior of your house. How do you get it perfect?
Not to mention, you know how Florida weather is, right? You want to get it done as quickly as possible, because you can't rely on the weather holding up for the whole job if you don't finish it in hopefully 24 to 48 hours, you know? I mean, that happens all the time. So, okay, so you know, I think we're on the same page in that regard. So, you know, I'll walk you through what we do in brief. So I see you're already on Google as R7 Renovations. So what we would do is if someone is looking for renovations or painters near me, and let's say if I just look for painters in Valrico, for example. So even in your home base, if I look for painters, like there are some people who are running optimization. There's very few people who are doing more than optimization, which is good, because that means that there's low-hanging fruit for you to be near the top, or if not at the very top of the list. I don't really see any sponsored listings where they're paying per click, or Google Guaranteed, where they are guaranteed the very first placement. Those things are not being purchased in Valrico. So when we promote you with our expertise, I mean, it's a very simple process. We just do everything that we know how to do based on how Google trains us to get you promoted to the top of the list. And we push you as high as we can on the very first page. And the reason why Robert was mentioning that briefly, we have an exclusive listing. What that means to you is that Google rates us based on our success rate. So being a premier channel partner, we have to maintain a bare minimum success rate across all of our nationwide clients. We have about 10,000 clients, and our success rate has to be a bare minimum of 3 out of 4. So obviously we're shooting for higher than that, but in order to make sure that we hit those marks all the time, we don't even onboard 2 people in your service area, because you do the math, Lou. I mean, if I had 2 clients, most likely one of you is going to be happy and one of you is going to be a little peeved that we're promoting the other one better, for example, or something like that. So that 50% success rate just doesn't cut it for Google's requirements. So that's why we only have 1 client per area, if that makes sense.
I gotcha.
So again, that's what we would do. We would promote whatever services you want to be on the first page of Google. So that way, when people are searching for what you do, you know, you're going to be found amongst the top of these listings. Now, the next thing we do, obviously, you want to make sure to build out your reviews. We provide you back-end dashboard access, which just helps you automate your review hunting. And let's say you service someone and, you know, it's sometimes a little awkward to ask for a review in person, and it's not like you're going to stand there while they complete it. So we just allow you to send an automated text message or email. All you have to do is punch in their phone number or email address, and it'll say, click here to leave a review. So that way they can just click on the link. And I'm sure you know this, Lou, from your experience. Happy customers tend to be a little bit more lazy than unhappy customers to leave you a review. So, you know, you want to just serve it up to them on a silver platter as much as possible, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But I'm having an issue. Again, most of my stuff was all private. So as far as, like, a lot of these, you know, companies that have been around and they have, you know, a shitload of reviews, I don't have that.
Oh, well, good news is, look, if you look at the people who are on the top of Google, one guy, the second listing on Google in your area, 16 reviews. Another guy, 8 reviews. Another guy, 7. These are like the first 5 listings. So it's not like you have crazy competition at the top. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I understand. Remember, we partner only with small businesses. So brand new businesses with you know, no real presence on Google just yet, that's our bread and butter too, right? So we understand that it seems daunting, but that's what we do, you know, basically as our livelihood as a company. So, but we also don't leave just one iron in the fire. So the other thing that we do that's part of our service, our core service is, we do Facebook ads as well. Have you ever looked into doing social media ads for your business?
I don't have any social media.
Okay. And it's okay that you don't have any social media, but let me ask you another way. Do you think homeowners look at Facebook from time to time?
I think so. I think they're big on, social media.
Okay.
He generates a lot. I don't have anything current right now.
That's why we work out well for someone like you. I am not a social media user myself, so you're not going to find me on Facebook, but for my business, you'll find my business name on Facebook. I do solar sales out in Southern California here. So you'll find my business in Facebook, but myself personally, I don't have anything. But I created a profile because you have to create a profile, any human being profile. It doesn't have to be built out or anything like that with like constant posts. You just have to have a human being connected to the business profile. So as long as you can create a profile on Facebook, we will build out your business profile with like a digital business card and just make it look as professional as, you know, a lot of these leading profiles on Facebook. And then what we do is we run the ads for you. So we create the ad copy. And the way the ads work is like this. I'm not sure if you've ever noticed this before. When you're on a website, you see this website accepts cookies. Have you ever seen that before?
Say that again. This what?
Have you ever seen, like, when you go onto a website, it'll, like, you'll get a prompt that says, this website accepts cookies, like, click here to approve or whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that is basically the back-end marketing tool, right? So companies like Facebook, they'll capture that information. That's what that whole thing you're accepting is. And so basically, when someone is looking for painting, remodeling, flooring, any of the things that you really want to champion, Lou, if they're looking on Google earlier in the day, later on that evening, when they go on Facebook, your ad will pop up for R7. And the reason why a lot of our clients like it, like your friends, is that that's the only ad they see in that moment. So instead of you being in a list of a bunch of companies who do what they were looking into, now you get a second moment where you get to hit them again when they're relaxing. And again, you're in that singular space there where there's no competition around you in that moment. So a lot of our clients really like that. But the main reason why they like the Facebook ads, like your friend, is the price. Facebook ads are about 20 times less expensive than trying to run a Google ad to accomplish the same thing. So that's why we use that as a vehicle for small businesses that are looking to grow, because it's very budget friendly. So I'll go through the full cost so you better understand. If what you're looking to do is get those listings on Google so you show up on the map in Valrico and surrounding areas, and then if you're also, you know, to run the Facebook ads as well, we include $100 of Facebook ads each and every month as part of our service. So that way, if you are trying to market towards, you know, inching towards Tampa or down in Riverview, Bloomingdale, any areas around you where you also want to market that's not directly in Valrico, that's an all-inclusive package that we put together. It's a month-to-month program since we do look to earn your business each and every month. And the pricing to include $100 of Facebook ads and the Google optimization is $249 a month.
My phone keeps on going on hold. I think it's my Bluetooth on the car. So certain areas like downtown Tampa, it's a really tough market. It's a really congested market. And certain parts of West Tampa, it's freaking far. It's like far, you know? So it's not to deal with all of that, the aggravation, the traffic and stuff like that, unless something just happens to pop up, it's not even worth it, you know?
Right. And that's why you get to choose the zip codes on Facebook. So you can stay away from areas that are like too far away or too much traffic for you. That's why I'm saying areas like Riverview or, you know, going to like Dover or Bloomingdale, like the areas that are around you, Brandon, for example.
Those are good areas. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So those are areas that you would run the Facebook ads because those are on the outskirts of Valrico, where in Valrico, we're going to optimize you to where you have the radius, but the radius is, is decided by Google. So it's probably going to be around a 10-mile radius on Google where you're going to show up, you know, near the top of the listings. And then those other, like, outskirts cities that are not quite Tampa, you can run ads there from Facebook, so that way you're just hitting other markets at the same time. That's basically why we do the two-prompted approach.
Okay. Now, as far as the Google ads, is it paid ads to be on the first? How long would it take to get on the first page?
A good question. It's not paid ads. It's just the listing optimization. So the paid ads are much more expensive. The listing optimization is much more stable, right? Paid ads, they only exist as long as you have ad budget. The listing optimization that we do for small businesses, as long as, you know, we're constantly working on it, you're always going to be on the top any time of day, all times of day, right? Like, as long as we get you promoted properly. So that's just the flat rate, and that's one thing. For the Google side, good question. For the Google side, it's usually about a 30 to 45 day turnaround. That's our promise time. We push to get it sooner, but that's our promise time is 30 to 45 days to start showing up on the first page and moving up the lists. And then on Facebook, we get your ads live and promoted to the cities where you want to promote it to within 7 to 14 days. So that way you'll start getting a return hopefully within the very first month. I mean, like I said, since being a month-to-month program, we definitely push real hard to make sure you're making money in that first month. So I know you're on the road driving. I figured you're just like spinning the wheels a little bit thinking about it. So let me know, any questions pop to the top of your head as far as, you know, any thoughts?
I'm sorry, my phone keeps going.
No worries.
Going in and out. Keeps on hold. So what's the cost for this?
Oh, that's what I mentioned maybe when you were going in and out. Again, it's a flat rate month-to-month of $249 a month, and that includes $100 of that $249 going towards Facebook ads.
Okay, so $249 a month. Okay. Is there any contracts or anything like that?
It's a month-to-month program. That's why we push so quickly to get you to the top, because we need you to see traction in that first month, or else you'll just tell us to kick rocks, to be honest. And so we don't like pinning you down for a year or anything like that, just because we have so much confidence in ourselves, but more importantly, we try to be small business friendly. So asking for a retainer is just not fair to you guys.
So let me ask you something. As far as my website's concerned, what if I needed help with my website? What if I had to change my host? What would I do? How would I
was going to ask about that. Do you want a new website? We can do that. That's part of our service. It's not an additional cost. I just thought you liked your website. It looks solid. Simple and solid.
I like it. I like it, and I like the back end of it, because there's a certain platform. You don't see it, but I actually have a setup for appointments, everything like that. The problem is I'm using a company, and they suck. Everything, you know, it's the whole organic SEO and this and that, and I'm just wasting money. But I do like the platform. I like the platform.
Oh, so this is another SEO provider. That's why you're not even up on the list, because they're not accomplishing what they promised.
Correct. And then I hear, and then I get the smoke blown up my ass. Well, you know, it's organic and it takes time. It's like, listen, yeah, I know it takes time. So,
how much time have you given them?
You know, too fucking long.
Fair enough.
4 months. Too long.
Yeah. At the end of the day.
I'm paying a lot of money right now, John. I'm paying a lot of money between that. I'm paying money between my ads. I got that actually started working out. I had Angie leads, then I had Angie ads. And the Angie ads, the leads were fucking cost me $1,000, and it was horrible. And then the Angie ads slowly are starting to pick up, where I'm starting to generate more. But my website is supposed to be out there, and I'm supposed to, I don't generate any type of traffic from my website being out there. Zero. The only thing I get odd is I'm getting a lot of inquiries for workers looking for work. And it's weird because I asked them, how did you see, you know, where did you get my number? And they're looking and it's showing like Spanish ads on Facebook and they're clicking it and they're giving me my number.
Wow.
And they're inquiring about employment. And I'm not, one, I told you I don't have Facebook. Two, I'm not advertising for workers. So
right.
How is my number getting out there? I don't know. But I'm realistic. So on top of me spending money monthly on that company, then I'm spending money on the fucking Angie. They sucked me in for a year, which is fucking horrible. I hate that. I'll never do it again. But it's actually starting to get a little bit more inquiries for that.
At least you pivoted towards Angie's ads, because I know the leads drives people crazy. At least you made the pivot.
They're horrible. It's a great business, and they said, oh, well, we have to, listen, I don't care what business is established for 10 years. I don't care if it's a pressure washing company, it's a carpet installation. All of that's great, has nothing to do with me, is irrelevant to what I do and what I'm trying to do. Okay, so it doesn't matter. You know, people want to spend money and blow money and write off money for taxes, and you're making that kind of money, then you know what, so be it. I can't afford to do that. There's no value in it. You send an ad, you charge me for an ad, and you send it to seven different people. A lot of times I can't even get in contact with the person. It's stupid. It's really
right.
stupid.
Right. It's not practical for a man in the field like yourself. It really isn't. You're right. It's designed for people who have like a call center and they got like these hounds on the phone ready to attack the customer. It's not practical.
Yeah, but even if my account said I have to dump $50,000 this year and stuff, guess what? I'm going to dump $50,000 in bullshit advertising. That's it. That's it. You know what I mean? I'm going to be able to do that, write it off, and not really, not expect much. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm small. Yeah. I can't do that. You know, now the leads are starting to come up, but I'm paying a lot of money in that. Now, I was telling Robert about the whole commercial. Was it you or Robert that asked me about commercial or residential? So commercial, I'm paying money monthly for my workman's comp, my payroll, everything like that.
Right.
And these commercial companies or these business-owned management companies require certain, and I do have insurance for my company anyway, but they require special general liability, and they require workman's compensation for all their practice. So I have that. You know, so now my whole thing is I have to start generating leads. I have to start generating some type of traffic to get in front of these people so I can actually do more estimates to try to win more jobs. I have zero traffic coming in from my website. When I say zero, I mean fucking zero. I can't even
utilize and you're a loyal man to give someone 4 months to, I mean, that's huge loyalty on your part to even give someone 4 months. And they've shown you nothing.
You know, now the whole thing is, I could cancel it and keep the website, but now how do I go about, where do I put the website? How do I go about doing the host? What about the, you know, I'm assuming the back end, I'm not going to have, I mean, not that I use it now, but also there's an offer where I can schedule, I can make appointments, I can take payments, I can do credit cards, you know, which I could probably do on my own too. You know what I mean? But I don't have any of that options unless there's other apps that I can navigate, you know, and do, you know, maybe I guess I could. I could do Google Maps. I could probably find something, right? What do you think, Don? Is there other options there?
Yes, that's us. We provide the same thing you got from these other guys as part of the service. It's not an add-on.
Okay.
I just didn't know you needed a website.
So I would like to use my website that I already have established that people see, and because if I drop them, I keep my website. The only thing is that I need to, where am I going to put my website, because they're not going to host it anymore.
Well, so that's what I was going to ask. So like how it would work is you keep r7renovations.com, the domain, you mean, but as far as the content of the website, they're going to take that off, right?
No. No. I don't think so. I don't know.
Do you mind if I ask what business it is, and I'll let you know?
Town Square?
Yeah, they're going to take it off. So with Town Square, they retain rights to the content, which means that they will give you the domain rsenovations.com. They might charge you a price point for it, and that's okay. If you want to buy it out, that's fine. If you don't want to buy it out, that's also fine with us. We'll create a new domain for you and promote the heck out of it to where you won't even care that it's not exactly r7renovations.com. It could be r7renovationsllc.com if it's an LLC. You know what I mean? We can do anything you wanted.
I would like the R7 renovation.
Right. So if you value the domain name, just ask Town Square, and we'll guide you through this. We always say, don't tell Town Square you're going to cancel until you capture everything you need from them, such as the login information to your Google Business Profile. You want to make sure you maintain that, right?
I made that myself.
So they don't have access to that. Just make sure they don't have access to that. And then make sure they don't have access to your Facebook if they were trying to do something with your Facebook. And then also, because you said you didn't even make one, but somehow there is something going on there. So something is somewhere with you on Facebook.
I don't have one. My wife has one, so everything that was telling me, they said the same thing. And so the weird thing is, I have to create a new one. I went into my wife's page and I created a page for myself so I could create a business page. Mm-hmm. That's not working that way. She can do it. I can't do it. So I have to create one for myself and then do one for the business page. That I have.
Right. So, right. As long as you create a personal one for us, we'll do all the business side stuff. So I'm glad you brought that up. The only thing we won't do for you on Facebook is post like a before and after photo. You know how they do that, like, you know, look at what we did, that type of thing. That's the one thing we don't do. That's called social media posting. But when it comes to running the ad, building out the profile to making it professional with, like I said, a digital business card, if using your logo and things like that, we'll take care of all of that definitely on Facebook. And then on your website,
can you make me a logo?
Yeah, we can make you a brand new logo. We don't have to rely on the one you have. I thought you liked the one you have because it looks like it's like Empire State or something like that.
Yeah, so I wanted to do something a little bit more meaningful. It's okay, you know, they didn't specialize in logos, but I wanted to do something a little bit more meaningful with the logo.
Okay.
Instead of like the building silhouette, I wanted a specific bridge silhouette. That's what I wanted. With the R7, that's cool. The colors,
okay,
everything.
So,
those
so,
are my colors. That's the R7.
Right,
is
right.
Cool.
So
that's my fancy. Yeah.
Okay, great. So that being said, like if it's like the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever it is that you want like showing there, yes, you just guide our design team and then we'll create the logo. And we usually give you a handful of options. And, you know, we have our design team. They do what they can. They're decent at graphic arts, right? Again, we're not trying to win any graphic artist awards, but we definitely make logos that people are happy with. So, absolutely, we can help you design that as well.
Okay. Now, how do I get my domain name? And now just say, so let's say within 8 weeks, all right, that's fair, because you said 30 to 45 days. So let's say within 60 days, you're saying that I could be on the first page of Google.
I'm saying that's the main thing that we do for our clients. So if you're not on the first page of Google within 60 days, you can tell us to kick rocks and we would understand completely because that's the one thing that we do for our clients. So yes.
Okay.
And our reputation is too strong to risk it by saying we do it. Like I said, I already saw the way that people are around Valrico as far as your competitors. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by the results because we're going to push you to the top on multiple keywords, right? I don't mean just one keyword. So it's not just renovations, right? It's going to be the things that you talked about, painting, flooring, tile, kitchen, and bath remodeling, interior, exterior painting. So if it's also you want commercial painting, commercial flooring, if you want those different focuses on the commercial market as well, you know, we'll definitely push for those too. But we always, we rate ourselves actually, when we do a first month check-in, we already are prepared before we call you because we do a first month check-in and we're gonna notate how many things we have on the first page from the keywords you've chosen. So that way we can, try to show off even in that first month. So I know it's a common theme for us when we do the first month call.
And do you think I'm gonna be able to generate a lot more inquiries, a lot more leads?
So again, the one thing I can promise, right, and I want to be clear, I don't want to be like other guys that promise BS, right? I'm a straight shooter. I can promise everything that I told you that we do, right? That we get you on the first page, we promote your website, we're going to provide analytics, so you'll have real-time data at all times, like you're talking about these other guys at Town Square, so you have something similar, where we provide like click-throughs, impressions, keyword search results, so you can see everything that's going on behind the scenes. That same page where you send out those prompts for reviews, right? We will say this, though. It's important, Lou, and I know you're invested, so I know you're not going to let yourself down on this regard, but it's important that you do your part as well, meaning when we say send out those links for reviews, you have to do that because that's what establishes longevity in Google, right? It's that whole review score and review count.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of that. I don't have that.
Right. But we make it as easy for you as possible, right? It's just a matter of sending out the message.
No, I know you do. I know you do because that's how Angie Leads got me or ads or whatever. They're like, yeah, you got to do. It's very important. Like, yeah, I know it's important. When you go to a restaurant, I know that, but I can't give what I don't have.
Right. That wasn't what I was saying. I'm saying once you start getting traction with us, then you start requesting your clients do it. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yes, I got you.
Early on, your Facebook ads are going to carry you. That's what I meant. That's why we do the Facebook side of things. You're going to be carried by Facebook in the early stages because, how the Facebook ads work, right? And there aren't like reviews that are being compared against versus other guys in your area. Whereas on Google, you'll still be at a lower volume of reviews in the early stages, even though we have you on the first page. So one thing we always ask is even going back to prior clients and sending that link to leave a review, there's no problem in doing that too, right? Like just to get you a couple, within that like 5 to 10 range, like some of your competition on the first page only have 5 to 10 reviews, so you'll be right there with them anyway. So even if you only had a handful of reviews, it's nothing to shy away about. But over time, again, you just keep on doing the process as you gain clients and as each client is satisfied, and then you'll eventually have, tens to hundreds of reviews and you'll be very, very stable on Google. And to be fair to you, we were talking with our CEO about this the other day. Our main intent is for you to graduate from us, so to speak, if that makes sense, where there's a reason why you may not need us anymore, right? When you're small, you need, right? But when you're not small, you may not need us anymore because of the fact that you have such stability on Google.
Yeah.
Those are the best accomplishments we have for our clients, is where they basically graduate from needing us. Anyway, like I said, I know you're on the road, so just to go back to what we were saying, it seems like, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, so it seems like this is something that makes more sense to you than Town Square, so let me know, what do you need from me before we, start the, I guess, initial setup process?
I got to find out also, too, about, like you said, I got to figure out, how do I get, because like I said, I set up my own Google business myself. They don't have access to that. I didn't set it up for Facebook. We tried it, but it wouldn't work. I don't remember the login. And it was my wife's, so they don't have it. I just got to figure out what do I do? Just ask them for my domain. Like, how do I go about that?
That's where you'd want to do that while you're setting up with us, because you that way you'll have a seamless transition. So, for example, Town Square, if they're month to month, you probably have a payment due within the next couple of weeks or whatever. You don't necessarily have to cancel until you get close to that payment, right? And then when you cancel, the only thing you need to ask them is, like, is my domain, can you transfer the domain to me so I'm full owner of my domain? And then they'll say yes or no, or give you some sort of cost. And then the next question is, the website content, is, are you going to take that off or are you going to leave that on? They're going to most likely say, we're going to take that off. And so at that point, then you just transfer the domain rights, the domain login to us, and then we'll import the website that we already had made for you, right? Because if you wait like a week or so after you onboard with us to cancel with them, your website's already ready to where it's super seamless. You don't even have downtime.
Yeah. So I got to find out, because I think the actual day, I think it's the 10th, either the 10th or the 11th. I got to call them up and find out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to pencil this in for like a later onboarding then? I'm guessing it's not today that we're going to start everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna call them. Send me. You have my contact information. Yeah, you have all my contact information.
Yeah,
right?
I sent you a few text messages while you're driving.
So okay.
I'm sure you have them.
Okay. All right. So yeah, send me that. And then I'm gonna call them up now and find out when the next. I mean, because it should be up. It should be up. If not, then it just renewed for another month. Which I'm fucking
doing. Gotcha.
It does. I'm tired of spending money. I really am. It's a saying. Here's the thing with a lot of these companies like yourself. You know what I mean? And not you. You haven't pitched that. You haven't said anything like that or anything like that. You know, and I think that's a reasonable fee. A lot of these companies, it's like, oh, well, you know, it takes time, and yes, and, you know, 6 months, 8 months. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, but you're not even offering me anything. You know, like, I'm paying you for a service, and, you know, their main thing is like, and I have common sense. I understand you can't guarantee, like you said, you can only guarantee what you said you were going to do as far as what you're capable of doing. As far as getting, you know, 1 lead a day or 100 leads a day, you can't guarantee that. And for me or somebody, if somebody expects that, they're fucking crazy. They're crazy because it's not possible. But on the flip side, what is guaranteed is my monthly payment. That's guaranteed.
Right. And so that's why.
And they don't understand. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that.
Right. And that's why we push what we push in that first 1 or 2 weeks, and then also we push what we push on Google's end to hopefully hit 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, like, we usually try to hit 3 to 4 weeks, but we promise 4 to 6. And the reason why we do that, you're absolutely right. The fact of the matter is, we deal with so many small businesses. You guys want tangible results. It's sensible to want tangible results when it comes to marketing. And a tangible result is seeing your name when you do a Google search. Like, that's still at least a tangible result. You know what I mean?
So, do me a favor while we're on here, because, I mean, you're like, I'm driving. You don't even know. I have like a 2 hour. Not now. I'm hopefully getting closer. Yeah, I got probably like another hour of driving. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, can you do me a favor? Can you do some homework for me? Can you see where I'm at in the Google search? Can you do that for me?
What keyword do you want to do? I just did painters, and you're not anywhere to be found in Valrico.
Okay. And it's so crazy because Valrico's so fucking small. You know, I was telling them that. They're like, listen, there's so many businesses in Tampa that you're going to get crushed. I'm like, all right, but how many fucking people are looking for painters in Tampa? You know, I don't know. I mean, in Valrico. Valrico's so small. You know, how many times can you paint your house? I mean, there's a lot of houses. They are. There's also
to piggyback on your point, you would still be listed. So what they're saying, that means they didn't program you right. Whatever they're trying to claim is a crock of you know what, and it's because you would at least be listed. You're not even listed. The fact that you're not even listed means you're not programmed.
Okay. So I'm not even listed. I'm not listed for any interior, exterior painting in Valrico.
I just look for painters, right? A very common way to search, right? I didn't even go that far, right? So now they look at interior paint, interior painting.
You have Valrico?
Yeah, looking at Valrico again. Went through every single result. Let me see the word renovations. I want to see if renovations is there because of the fact it's in your business name, if they even got you there. Yes, R7 renovations shows up under renovations in Valrico, and you're on the second page. So that's a sign to me that they just did a shoddy job of getting you listed properly.
So painting's not on there, and painting, like, what am I, like, on the fifth, sixth page or something, or I'm just not even on there?
You don't even exist. I'm going to try exterior painting, because now that I found your listing, it says exterior painting is a service that you offer. So let me see if I can find you there. No, they don't have you programmed for any painting for some reason. I don't know what they did to fail that, but
what about flooring?
You're not listed for painting right now on Valrico.
Okay. Just renovations. And I'm not even on the first page.
And the reason why renovations, I figured you'd be found there is because it's in your business name. So sometimes that's a trigger. Flooring, you're not listed either.
Okay. Flooring companies in Valrico.
I'll look at flooring contractors. I'll try another search way that we find it. So let's see here. Flooring.
See, this is too fucking difficult. That's the problem. This is too difficult. How do you make it simple? We need simple, right?
Yeah, right. Small business owners want it simple and just say, like,
we're over here
and
fucking sweating. You're over here sweating trying to figure out where I am. It's crazy. This is ridiculous.
And that's why, like, it does take a village, if you will, right? It takes a team of people to constantly work on it. And that's why companies like us can be successful within 30 days, where companies like them, they say it takes a lot longer. It just sounds like they're just not putting in the work, to be frank. I mean, I don't want to judge someone I don't know personally, but there's something missing for sure.
Because the whole thing is that you're actually looking for me. You're having a hard time. Imagine the people who aren't looking for me, who are just looking for that type of service. Right?
Right. Right.
Then what?
Right. And that's why I said in the early stages, you're going to realize Facebook works better than Google in the early stages, because we're doing our best, right, to push you to the top. And you'll see your listing. It's just the reputation on Google is not going to be strong early on, but Facebook works really well to carry you over as you start building. And then that's what I'm saying. You put in the work getting the review count up, great. And we'll put in the work making sure you're on the first page, even with zero to little reviews. And then, you know, it'll start, the marriage will start growing properly from there. But in the meantime, Facebook ads, you can change that level of investment anytime you want, but we usually start at $100 a month because it just goes a lot further than you think. And it's effective to get you at least some inbound traffic.
So the total is $249 a month.
Correct, and that includes the $100 going towards Facebook.
That includes Facebook
and the website and the Facebook build out. Yep.
So I gotta pull them up and figure out when the billing is. Yeah, I just Googled painting companies in Valrico. And fucking, what's all the sponsored ads and all of that stuff? It's like you've seen multiple sponsor ads and...
Yeah,
and
that's another
like
level
that
we offer. That's another level of advertising we offer. We usually don't start people at that level just because it is a minimum investment, usually of $500 a month on the Google side. So the reason why we don't do that is we want to earn your trust at the lower price point, and then we definitely can engage later, because Google ads are a more costly form of advertising. Facebook ads are about 20. Go ahead.
No, correct. I'm just agreeing with you. Like, yeah, it's, you know, it's what doesn't matter what you're trying to advertise. I can only imagine it's a lot more than what you're
and they're about 20 times more expensive than Facebook ads per click, right? But the reason why we don't suggest in the beginning, you don't want to have a zero review company doing sponsored listings. You want to have like 100 review company doing sponsored listings, because then you're going to have the stability of your score. And then the sponsoring, why you would do that is so that way when people are looking for a commercial contractor, a commercial painter, then you're triggered at the top because you're sponsored. So they're like, oh, these guys are well-to-do. They're even investing in advertising on Google. And then they're going to see your review to back it up, right? So that's why we don't usually suggest it right in the onset. The onset is position yourself at the top, get that review count in the, you know, 30s to 50s first, and then we'll talk about Google Ads. Kind of our model, anyway. Don't get me wrong, you could always jump in from day one.
We got to build the foundation first and grow. In order, but it makes sense what you said. It makes sense what you said.
Right.
So, okay. Now, I have a question about the click for ads and stuff like that. How does that work? Not on Google, but where you mentioned that a couple times. The pay per click and stuff like that. How does that work? And where would you use something like that?
That's what the Facebook ads are. In actuality, a Facebook ad is a pay-per-click ad, but you preset your budget, so your ad runs as long as your budget exists. So there's a lot of people who will see it and not necessarily click on it. You didn't charge any money. But when they click through your ad where it says, like, press here to call me or schedule an appointment or any of those things that are on your ad, the moment they do that, Facebook will charge you, and their charges in the cents, whereas Google's charges is in the dollars, right? So that's why a lot of people like the Facebook ads.
So that's
and then
worth it.
You'll get...
Yes, I like that. No, that makes sense too.
Yeah.
Because now you're generating actually in potential clients who are interested who are clicking it. So it's worth paying that whatever cent it is per click.
Right. And we can set it up to where they have to enter a phone number or email address, all those things like. Those are called like landing pages. All that is available as well. But you know, and then, or if you just want like the tracking, we still have all the tracking. So any way and resource that to maximize the eyeballs that see you and you have potential to reach out to them or whatnot. Yes, we try to offer those avenues to you as well.
Cause I need emails and I need cell phones and I need addresses and I need some. Why are you laughing? I'm serious. That's what I need.
No. I said right. I was.
You know, and,
it's yeah. Very serious.
And a little brief description and a freaking address. That's what I need. Because I've gotten some on here and they sent me something and I'm like, you know, you somebody requested a scheduling in freaking Texas. I'm like, is this a joke? You know.
Huh.
Is this a joke? And then somebody else rescheduled, and I told them specifically that I didn't want them to schedule. They're like, no, it's a suggestion. Okay. They suggested me to schedule. They scheduled me to do an estimate on a specific day at a specific time when I told them, no, I don't want that. I want them to, you know, or put available times that they have that they would like. You know what I mean? Because everybody has a different schedule.
Right.
And I can work around their schedule, and thus including mine. But guess what? So I see an address. Okay, I see a name and an address and a date. I have no information what type of work do they want. How do I contact them? There's no cell phone number. There's no email.
Right,
How do I contact the person? What am I going to do? Just randomly just go, show up, and knock on the door and say, hey, this is me. I don't even know who they are. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that freaking ridiculous? Sure.
Like that is, you know, it's inefficient, you know, to say the least.
Yeah, I get phone calls too. I get text messages from Angie Leeds, and they're a big fucking scam too. They're a big scam. I'll tell you about that another time, but they're a big scam.
Oh, you don't have to. We hear all the anecdotes, right? We call Angie's Leeds, a lot of our clients, the easiest way to put it as professionally as possible, they're a means to an end and or a necessary evil. Like, some people just know that they have to deal with that until they start building out reputation. And it's fine, but it is definitely a completely different animal where you have to become some sort of, like, car salesman in the process of working these leads.
Not even. So even with them, I've gotten phone calls from other, they call them professionals, other contractors, to set up an estimate for their business. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't need a cleaning service. Well, yeah, we were putting two and two together, and they were contractors for Angie Leeds. And then I was a contractor for Angie Leeds. And then I'm receiving numbers, and I called up this one lady, and she's like, no, this is not, you know, it was a 347 number. And she was another cleaning lady. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, it's weird. And then I texted, she's like, yeah, I have. So they're filtering out these numbers, and they're mixing them up, and they're sending them to these paid per leads, and they're charging them. Meanwhile, it's not even a real customer. Then I'm getting phone calls for this is the sickest part. I don't know if you ever heard this, okay? I've gotten leads where the customer wants me to go do an estimate for an exterior job, and they don't even own the fucking house.
Oh.
They don't even live in the house. They're not renting.
Oh, I've heard that.
Have you? It was the sick.
I've heard of those. Yeah, they're like the weird, like, ghost leads that are just BS, and it's like more than a waste of time. It's like a complete. What do they call it? Like, what kids do that, where they call the police on each other? It's like one of those things where it's like a completely phony situation.
Yeah,
so weird.
It was sick. It was sick. I went to one I actually tracked them down. And it was a property management, and she's like, you know, this is so weird. You're the second person to call me. I had somebody out there, and somebody was in the house. The house is vacant. And the person that I hired knew that the place was vacant, told me that somebody came out of the house to say, oh, you're here for power washing. That's great. You know, I'm going to leave. I'll be back. How long are you going to be? All right, I'll be back in 2 hours. Meanwhile, they didn't even live there. It was the sickest shit. Sick. Sick. And then I'm like, listen, that whole texting is fine, but I need to communicate over the phone. I need to meet you. I'm not taking any deposits. You're in a different, you know, you're in a different state. Listen, if you're not going to, you know, don't send me a check. Hand me a check in person. Let's get it done. Don't send me, you know, if I can't meet you face to face and you can't hand me a check and we can't communicate, then I can't do business with you, because it's so crazy. It's insane what's going on right now. But anyway, let me call them up. I'm going to ask them when the expiration is. I'm going to ask them about the domain. I'm going to ask them about the content that's on there. And what else should I ask them?
Basically, you just want to make sure you secure access to your Google Business Profile, right? If you didn't do that already, secure
Which
access.
Which is mine, yeah. No. I created that.
And then ask them, can I just text it to you? So ask them, I own the domain when I cancel?
Yes.
Do I own the website content? I think that's basically it, right? Like, those are the two things that we really need to port over, is the domain and website content, or, you know, just make sure those are squared away. Obviously, you have your billing question as well, but those are the two that I just sent you via text. And then I put in a lot of notes of what we're talking about, where you want the landing page to capture cell phones, email addresses, name, address, description, work desired, also a new website and logo with your current color scheme, and you'll be, you know, you want a particular bridge on the logo that you'll mention during onboarding, you know, so those things will be there. And then again, Once you begin onboarding with us, you'll eventually cancel Town Square within probably 1 to 2 weeks once we get everything secured.
Okay. All right, perfect. That sounds good.
And then, to be fair to you, obviously I'm going to respect your time frame. Is this something that you want me to reach out today or sometime later?
No, let's do, I'm waiting for some checks. Let's do Wednesday. Can you call me on Wednesday?
Next week? Absolutely.
Yeah, let's get it done Wednesday.
So, okay. The 19th. I'll give you a call the 19th around by 10 a.m. and then we'll see from there, okay?
Cool. Now, you texted me, the number that you texted me, can I text that back? Can I give you an update?
That number is our main inbound line, so when you send text, it goes straight to me. I'll also shoot you an email just so you have everything in writing if you want to, you know, make sure that everything is on the up and up if you look us up. What's a good email for you?
Okay. R-O, the number 7, D-A-P, at gmail.com.
What were those last three letters?
Cat, Apple, Paul.
Oh. Okay. ro7cap at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, cool. All right, Lou, I'll send you an email in about 10 seconds from jcal@localsplash.com. Again, you have my contact info, and again, just pencil in me for the 19th at 10 o'clock, okay?
Perfect. All right, bud, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much, Lou. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.